Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, The Lord's Dancing at Rath Yatra. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, eight wonderful transformations indicative of divine ecstasy were seen in his body. All these symptoms were visible simultaneously. His skin erupted with goose pimples and the hairs of his body stood on end. His body resembled the similar silk cotton tree, still covered, all covered with thorns. Indeed, the people became afraid just to see his teeth chatter. And they even thought that his teeth would fall out. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole body flowed with perspiration and at the same time oozed blood. He made the sounds, Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga, in a voice choked with ecstasy. Tears came forcefully from the eyes of the Lord, as if from a syringe, and all the people surrounding him became wet. Everyone saw the complexion of the body change, from white to pink, so that his luster resembled that of a mallika flower. Sometimes he appeared stunned, and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became as hard as dry wood, and he did not move. When the Lord fell to the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. The foam that fell from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken and drunk by Shubhananda because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mellow of ecstatic love of Krishna. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had performed his devastating dance for some time, his mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. After abandoning the dancing, the Lord ordered Srup Damodar to sing. Understanding his mind, the Lord's mind, Srup Damodar began to sing as follows. Seta parananatta painu Yaha lagi madanada hane jorugenu. Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. This song refers to Srimati Radharani's meeting with Krishna at the holy place of Kurukshetra, where Lord Sri Krishna and his brother and sister came to visit when there was a solar eclipse. It is a song of separation from Krishna. When Radharani met Krishna at Kurukshetra, she remembered his intimate association in Vrindavan and she thought, now I have gained the Lord of my life. In his absence, I was being burned by the arrow of Cupid, and thus I was withering away. Now I have my life again. Continuing. When this refrain was loudly sung by Srup Damodar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again began rhythmically dancing in transcendental bliss. The car of Lord Jagannath began to move slowly while the son of Mother Sati went ahead and danced in front. Dire dire Jagannatha karena gamana again ritya kari chalena sachiranandana. Jagannathe netra diya sabe nache gaya kirtaniya sa prabhu pati pati jaya. While dancing and singing, all the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performers. His eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. Gora jadi parche chale Shamahayastire. Gora age chale shama chale dire dire. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to a standstill. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went forward, Lord Jagannath's car would slowly start again. There was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In his Anubhasya, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as follows. After giving up the company of the gopis in Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, engaged in his pastimes at Dwarka. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister and others from Dwarka, he again met the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Radha Bhava Dyuti Suva Lalita, that is, Krishna himself assuming the part of Srimati Radharani in order to understand Krishna. Lord Jagannath Dev is Krishna, and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leading Lord Jagannath towards the Gundicha temple corresponds to Srimati Radharani's leading Krishna towards Vrindavan. Sri Chetra, Jagannath Puri, was taken as the kingdom of Dwarka, the place where Krishna enjoys supreme opulence. But he was being led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, the simple village where all the inhabitants are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Chetra is a place of Aishwarya Lila, just as Vrindavan is the place of Madhurja Lila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's following at the rear of the rat indicates that Lord Jagannath, Krishna, was forgetting the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Although Krishna neglected the inhabitants of Vrindavan, he could not forget them. Thus, in his opulent Rathyatra, he was returning to Vrindavan. In the role of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was examining whether the Lord still remembered the inhabitants of Vrindavan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell behind the Rath cart, Jagannath Dev, Krishna himself, understood the mind of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Jagannath sometimes fell behind the dancing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to indicate to Srimati Radharani that he had not forgotten. Thus, Lord Jagannath would stop the forward march of the Rath and wait at a standstill. In this way, Lord Jagannath agreed that without the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, he could not feel satisfied. While Jagannath was thus waiting, Gaurasunda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, immediately came forward to Krishna. At such times, Lord Jagannath would proceed ahead very slowly. These competitive exchanges were all part of the love affairs between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. In that competition between Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy for Jagannath and Jagannath's ecstasy for Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emerged successful. Continuing, Nachite, Nachite, Prabodha Hoyla, Bhavantara, Hasta Tuli, Shloka Pade, Kori, Uchai Sara. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, his ecstasy changed. Raising his two arms, he began to recite the following verse in a loud voice. Ya kumarahara sa eva hivarasta eva chaitila chapas te kon militamalati surabaya prauda kadambanila sa chaivasmi tatapitatra surata vyapara lila vidau reva rodasi vetasita rutale chaita samutkantata tate. That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra, the same fragrance of Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover. Yet, still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva under the Vitasi tree. That is my desire. Prabhupada notes in his purport that this verse is in the Padavali of Srila Rupa Goswami, text 386. Continuing. This verse was recited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again, but for Swarup Damodar, no one could understand its meaning. A slokartha purve kriyache vyakyana slokeda bhavartha kori sankshepa akyana. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj says, I have already explained this verse. Now I shall simply describe it in brief. So Prabhupada in his purport explains that the verse had previously been described in Madhya Lila, chapter 1, verse 53 and 77 through 80 and 82 through 84. And we shall hear this description, Sanchepa, in brief, very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.